Let's suppose you've been working hard all day. When you get home at night, you'd say, man, I'm really
tired. And now another common expression in the last 15, 20 years. Man walked in, I'm pooped. And maybe some of his folks or some of his family says something to him. Or just before closing time in the business, somebody may walk in and say, well, Doc Wilson, how you doing? Well, if I'd had a real hard day, I might say I'm just exhausted, I'm tired, or I'm pooped. There are several expressions like that that mean all in the same thing, that you're just worn from the day's work and its activity. And that would include both mental and physical strain.
The principal at a school might send a child home because the child is naughty, but the nurse at school would send him home because the child...
Who would send him home because the child is naughty?
The principal.
Yes.
But the nurse would send him home because the child...
Dirty or filthy or...
Or...
Unclean.
If he doesn't feel good, you say the child...
Oh, the child is sick.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get you to say. Okay, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick where?
Some will say feel sick in the stomach, others will say sick tummy, sick okay. In the tummy.
Do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration that some people used to do after a wedding if they wanted to tease the bride and groom?
Well, just a celebration, boisterous. Noisy celebration, reveille.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term chivalry?
What?
Chivalry or serenade?
Oh, serenade. My wife and I were serenaded about two or three days after we married. A group came and two or three of them could play guitars or some other stringed instrument. And they'd play some of their old love songs and things like that and sing.
Great.
And that was a serenade.
Boy, I'd say you were luckier than most.
Earlier than that now, when I was a lad, what they called a serenade, a group of men, maybe 30 or 40, and there would be all kind of shooting and going on, just anything to make a lot of noise, framing metal pieces of plow or something like that that would actually make lots of noise, and carry bells small enough that you could shake them in the hand. Anything to create noise. The more the noise, the greater the serenade. But back in those days, now they didn't call it serenade either. They called it serenade.
Okay. What might people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, well, you better be good or what will get you?
Well, the ghost. Or the haint.
Okay. And how do you greet your friends on December 25th? What do you say?
Somebody that's a real good friend.
Or anybody you happen to meet.
Well, if it's some man that's a real good friend, he's termed maybe as a buddy or a right-hand man.
Okay, well, what do you say to him on December 25th?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Do people around here ever use the expression Christmas gift?
Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, a lot of people maybe be kidding, walk by and stick out and Christmas gift. Well, I reckon.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
But my daddy made, I don't know,